Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Or on Monday, the 27th of August, the prepper tip of the day is to inventory all your toolkits. If you're like me, you have multiple toolkits. Make sure that you've got the tools that are supposed to be there, that they're clean, lubricated. If they need to be sharp, that they are sharp. That if they require accessories like batteries, that you have the batteries and chargers, and everything's properly set up and ready for use. That's your prepper tip of the day. This is Firearms Monday. You got a question or comment about anything to do with the gun culture? Rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, legislation. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Our special guest this hour, of course, is always Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
Our firearms tip of the week, and it goes right along with John's inventory tip, and that is inventory your ammunition. Make sure that you've got the proper types of ammunition for the types of shooting that you're going to do. if you're going to go out and just do some plinking, have some fun, a day of shooting shotgun shells or steel targets or whatever, that you have a good supply of that ammunition. But then again, that you have to have the ammunition that you would use for hunting. You don't want to use, and in fact, almost all states have a regulation or law against using full metal jacket ammunition for hunting of any kind. That includes varmint. So go through, look at what you've got, make sure you've got the proper quantities on board, and then adjust everything from there. One thing on our webpage, John, and we're ladies and gentlemen, Tim, who you hear on John's show and then also has his own show on Saturday morning, that's something that did not work out quite as well as I had hoped. This last Saturday morning on Tim's show, we had discussed it before and thought it might be a good idea. And it will work with a few adjustments. But we had the idea of calling in from the gun show and kind of giving an update on what I was seeing and trends and things like that, just to do a short segment and just see what people thought about it. I haven't heard from Tim if there's been any feedback or whatever, but got to spend about five, and I think we'd originally talked about maybe 10 minutes on his show, but because of phone connections, out there where the show was, it just things were not cooperating. So we'll have to get with him today and find out how that turned out. But, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to gun shows or you go to any place else like that, look at the ammunition on it, and I recommend that you break it down to cost per round. You may look at a box of ammo, and it may sound like a great price for 50, but when you divide it down and get the cost per round, you find out that you're paying, you know, 89 cents a round for this ammunition. And if you go to the other type of ammunition that you like or you've used before, you find out that it's 60 cents a round. So gives you a apples to apples comparison on what it's going to cost to operate and feed your firearms and everything, ladies and gentlemen. But on the webpage now, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to DesertEagleShears.com, in the top border of it up there on the far right-hand side, there's a little line that says RTs that say something. And what it is, with our business and everything, Teresa handles all of the soft goods that we carry. Backpacks, gun scabbards, any of the pouches, anything like that. That is her ball game. She decides colors, sizes, which ones, everything else. We order them in, we get them in, and we run with it. Well, last year we started carrying a few t-shirts, and the young man that makes our t-shirts for us is Forest Service Marine. He has built this business, entrepreneurial, and does very, very well at it. And so any t-shirts that you see, either Teresa or myself wearing, in any of the pictures, or you see us advertised, are made by him. Eric is just a phenomenal individual. He developed our logo for us, which turned out far better than what I had hoped, what I envisioned. But if you go to DesertEagleShooters.com, and then on the top right-hand side, go to the RTs that say something. I think that's what it says. It will bring up a page that has thumbnails on it of all of our different T-shirts. And you can go down and click on the picture and see a bigger picture that you can zoom in on and take a close look at. So that I'm actually kind of excited about, because everything else on the webpage is focused on what I do for the most part. And now we're getting down to that point of expanding the webpage itself to what my lovely bride focuses in for our business. And any of those T-shirts that are on there, we can get them in any of the color combinations. The letters that are on them are vinyl. This is not a screen print operation. The vinyl lettering is so durable that the T-shirt will come apart and just collapse long before the message that's on it will. So they've got a very good life expectancy. The T-shirts are either 100% cotton or cotton blend. And just ask everybody to go over and take a look, because they're the highest quality T-shirt that we can find. Plus, it's a vet that's doing it, and he's a hell of a nice guy. Well worth it if you've got something to say, John. And I know how you feel about T-shirts. Yes, they are underwear.
Well, this is radio. There's people who've never heard me talk about T-shirts, but T-shirts are underwear. And I never go in public wearing a T-shirt as an outer garment.
I understand, sir, and I respect that. You've got a higher class level than myself or a lot of my acquaintances and friends.
But, well, it's just old school.
Hey, at one time we... Oh, yeah.
Old school.
At one time we all thought we were masculine he-men and everything, and I look at myself in the mirror now and I'm like, boy, were you wrong. But they are nice, ladies and gentlemen, and it's like, if you've listened to this show for very long at all, you'll know that I refer to my wife as my bride, because the honeymoon never is supposed to end, and that's just the way it is. And without her, this business would not be here. She keeps everything straight. She handles all the paperwork. She handles everything at the gun shows as far as the register and stuff. And we never have any problems with things not balancing out. I learned a long time ago in a business, ladies and gentlemen, if it's a small business like we have, and you've got two people in a cash register drawer off and on, all day long, you are going to have things that don't balance out. It's just going to happen. It'll all balance out in the end, but initially it won't. So my bride takes care of all the paperwork and inventory and sets up lists for me to order and stuff. But when it comes down to keeping track of it, ladies and gentlemen, you have to thank my bride for that. And but go over and visit the website. If you've got questions on training or ammunition or the guns, anything like that, you can contact us either by the contact form there, which will be via email. On the Contact Us page that Tim got up and got working finally. Evidently, there was something in there that things didn't like to talk to each other. It might have just been my computer. But their contact page has got our mailing address plus our phone number on it. And we just want to help people out. John, and that's what we try to do. Have a few customers from the gun show that are going to make a trip across the hill and sit down and understand what we're doing before they get into spending money. And both of them are looking at getting into reloading. And they've both got enough background in it that I don't think there would be any problem. But having them come over and being able to sit down at the bench with the reloading equipment there and go through the process of from picking up the ammunition on the range to having a finished round ready to shoot, and everything that can go sideways in between from one to the other. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks, John. And then, of course, then we'll have another gun show down the road. So between now and then, I've got a lot of things to play with.
Absolutely. Yep.
Do you guys have very many gun shows out in that neck of the woods?
Oh, sure. There's plenty. There's gun shows all the time. We got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jimmy and John. I got a question for you. I was getting into kind of a little thought with a few friends of mine about a week ago. And I just got to thinking, well, I'll just ask your opinion of this. If a guy had, let's just say, a very, very accurate AK-47, which I know is a real rarity, but they do exist, okay?
Yes.
If a guy had one, or if he was going with the advent of this new 6.5 the 6.5 Creedmoor, I mean, okay, or the 308, or the AR platform with a 223, if you were going to just have to survive with one gun, and it had to be used for self-defense, hunting, up to black bear and elk, if you had to, I'm curious, if you only bought one gun, what your opinion would be on what you would use. The reason I'm asking is I have a friend of mine 2 years ago that decided on the AK-47 because he happened to have one that was really accurate. He mounted a scope on it because it was accurate enough, and even with this bought ammunition, he's not even reloading. It was shooting like 1-inch groups at 100 yards with the scope, which I realize is a real rarity. But anyway, he took his, he got a spring black bear, and he got his elk, and he got his buck all that year with that AK just to see if he could do it. So, you know, if it was powerful enough to handle it. So it was. But I'm curious, is if you only could choose one rifle to store up ammunition for and or purchase, what would you think, Jimmy?
Well, as far as the AK goes, yes, they are a rarity. I have seen two others that break.
We have a break. Now, stay tuned. Hold on, guys. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Here on Monday, the 27th of August, visiting with Jimmy Jensen, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. We have some comments by Kyle here and a response by Jimmy. Let's continue, gentlemen.
All right, Kyle. As I was saying there just before the break caught us, I've had experience with two other AKs in my lifetime so far that exhibited that kind of accuracy. And like you said, they're rare and they're few and far between. Coming back to the original question, you mentioned the AK, the 6.5 Creedmoor, the AR-15 platform, 223, and I think there may have been one other in there, but choosing one that will cover the aspect of defense, hunting, and just general having it around, rifle, it comes back to the, I'll break it down into three areas. Number one in my book always is ammunition availability. The 6.5 Creedmoor is the more I build of them and the more I play with them is an absolutely incredible round. I mean, seriously, for 90% of my adult life, the 308 has been my number one choice. In any numerous platforms, that cartridge has been my choice for all around and extreme long-range shooting. It's that versatile. Incredible numbers of deer and other game animals have been taken with them. Varmints taken with them. And the one thing that I think everybody can agree upon, I don't care if you're in the back roads of Missouri or just pulled off the interstate in someplace in Virginia, or drop off into my little hometown, population 8,000 of Monahans, Texas, you will find 308 ammunition, period. Everybody, every town, every little hamlet, everybody is going to have 308 ammunition. So, versing that against the Creedmoor, that puts our Creedmoor onto a want list or a fun list. Now we come down to the 223-556 AR-15 platform, and we still have our AK over here. Your friend, if the way you're talking and everything, well, let me ask you this. His confidence level in that AK and its accuracy, I would assume, is fairly high. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, the reason I'm asking you this, Jimmy, is because this is really funny, right? So I've got three different friends. One has decided on the Creedmoor, and everything he's building and buying is for the Creedmoor. And then I have another friend that hunts with the 308 M1A, and that's pretty much all he's using. And then the other guy, like I just said, the guy that had tried his with a hunting, with the AK-47, because his is really accurate. I mean, and he's actually, we've shot targets with him out to 450 yards with that thing. So that one in particular is really accurate, with 12-by-18-inch steel target at 450 yards. And he was hitting it almost every time. So I'm saying the reason that's why I'm asking, because we got all three of these guys, and they're all three really good shooters. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the guy that shoots the M1A could easily match that, and the guy that shoots the Grendel could outdo both of them. I mean, not the Grendel, the Creedmoor, can outshoot both of them. Yeah, it can outshoot both of them. But as far as, you know, group size, it's just, I find it an interesting topic, and I thought I would just get your opinion on, you know, kind of all of them. I realize that the 308's everywhere. You can find AK, you can find the 7.62-39 pretty much anywhere. 223, you can find it almost anywhere. But the Creedmoor stuff is not that common. You know, I mean, you can find it in the major stores, but like you said, if you get off into these little podunk towns, 9 times out of 10, you know, you're not going to find that Creedmoor ammunition, I would think.
No, that's the main point. Now, if your friend with the Creedmoor is set up for reloading and has a minimum of 500 cases, he's in the catbird seat. He doesn't have to worry about anything as long as he's got his powder and primers and bullets. That's why I'm upset with the Creedmoor, is it's encroaching into my perfection with the 308. If I can keep one in the store long enough, I'm going to actually own one. But getting back down to those three that you mentioned, all three of those guys sound very, very confident with it. And
very.
The 5.56, now, is the 308, is that in an AR-10 platform, or is that in just a regular bolt gun?
No, it's actually in an M1A.
Okay, sorry. You said that, and it went right over my head. The fact of the matter that with that one, extra ammunition, and especially magazines, they have a tendency to be finicky on magazines. And the steel seems to be the answer to them always, but not always. It goes back to the gun itself. But the nice part about it is, with the AR platform, he's already got the AR-15 platform. Last year, our most popular upper that we built was a 7.62x39 upper for the AR-15 platform. And with Wolf and Thule ammo, we were getting consistent 1.25-inch groups at 100 yards with steel-cased Russian ammo. And
wow,
all it is a two-pin conversion. You pull the takedown pin and the pivot pin and set the 5.56 up, set that upper over to the side, and you pick up the 7.62x39 upper and put your pins back in, and you're ready to rock and roll. Because your scope is going with the upper, and so it's not going to be removed. It has to be resighted in. And everything just makes things so simpler on it. So your friend with the 5.56.
What about magazines on that conversion, magazines?
Yes, the 7.62x39 does use a different magazine because of the bullet design. And what I've done on that to cut down on confusion, all of the black magazines are my 5.56 magazines. All of the ones with a either a tan or earth-colored band on the bottom are my 7.62x39 magazines. And that way it kind of helps from getting things confused. If you try to use the standard AR-15 magazine for the 5.56, for the 7.62x39, you'll find out that you get about 3 rounds in there, and that's it. And guys will try to push more in, and all they do is get everything jumbled up to where it's got to be totally disassembled. And sure, that can be interesting sometimes with a mag. But my preference between those three, caliber-wise, I would still go with the 308. Gun-wise, obviously, 100% the M1A, no doubt about it. Now, the real problem would come if I had an M1A chambered in a 6.5 Creedmoor. That would be the ultimate frustration, is having to choose one or the other. Because like I said, the Creedmoor, I don't know what it is, but it appears to be the ultimate. And I don't think, I'm not throwing the usual caveat in of right now. I used to say that quite often. Well, the 6.5 Grendel and everything is really great, and an AR-15 platform, and it's really accurate, and it's really showing up everything right now. Because you don't know what's going to come up next. But the Creedmoor, my friend, is just an incredibly accurate round. Has better distance than the 308, and it holds that accuracy to that distance. But in kind of a roundabout way, did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did, actually. I find it interesting that you were that you threw in the AR platform with a 7.62-39 cartridge. Because I was curious, so if you had to choose, because of the inaccuracy of most of the AKs, you would go with an AR platform in the 7.62-39 if you were going to go with that cartridge?
Yes, sir, I would. The ones that we are building and have settled on, it's the one rifle that I don't offer it in different barrel lengths or anything else. It's a 21-inch barrel, and it's H-bar cut on it, which means that it's a heavy barrel, but it's not a bull barrel. It's maybe a pound more than a 16-inch cut for the grenade launcher and everything on it. And it's a 21-inch, does not have a muzzle brake. I can always thread it for a muzzle brake. But I found at 21 inches, the noise level is considerably less because evidently it's working on a harmonic in there. And at 21 inches, the accuracy of that steel case, we're going to produce 80 gazillion of these today mentality. And that ammunition is incredibly, incredibly accurate. One of the things that I do on every rifle when I get done with it and I start doing function checks and break-in is I chronograph every round, and it just never ceases to amaze me that the Brown Bear ammunition with the 124 grain soft point bullet seems to be the most absolute consistent of all of them, because the standard deviation in the ammunition per string runs between 12 and 18. My match ammo that I build reloading is between 6 and 9. So those factories, it just amazes me that they can turn out such a high-quality piece of ammunition by the millions a day. It fascinates me. I'd love to see the factory. But the AR platform is the epitome of versatility. That is why it's called the American Sporting Rifle, because we build uppers for them that go from the 204 Ruger to, of course, the 5.56, 7.62x39, 300 AAC Blackout, 6.5 Grendel, 6.8 SPC. I'm skipping one. in there somewhere in that group. No, Creedmoor's an AR-10 platform.
Okay.
It's not a neck down 308. It's actually a neck down Winchester 300. But then you get to the 458 SOCOM, which is shooting 45-70 performance in your AR-15 platform. And I know what it was. It's a 224 Valkyrie, which is like a 5.56 on steroids. The accuracy on that goes out to well beyond 1,400 yards. And then the final one is 410 shotgun. All of those can be in an AR-15 platform.
Okay, well, I've got another question. Being as we're talking about the AR-10 and the AR-15 platform, do you prefer the piston or the gas system?
Gas system, immediately. The only problem with the gas system is out of sight, out of mind. If people remember to clean it, and the simplest way to clean it is to go by your local O'Reilly's or other auto parts store and get some carburetor choke cleaner, and when you clean your gun, stick that nozzle of that carbon choke cleaner in there and spray out that gas tube. And then, I don't know if you guys have them out where you live, but around here we've got a craft store outlet series. It's called Hobby Lobby. And there's Michael's and several other ones like that. And what we do is we go back to the, I'm trying to remember, it's not the bracelet and jewelry section. Then again, it might be. They've got 12-inch long pipe cleaners back there. And the one in Roswell up from us occasionally carries ones that are like 18 inches long. And I'll sit there and spray down carbon choke cleaner through that gas tube, let it rest for a little while I'm doing other things, and then come back to it with that cleaning jag. And when I pull it through, instead of having a patch or anything on it, I'll sit there and pull a brush through the bore. And what that brush is doing is catching any crud that is coming through the gas port there and helping to get that out of the way. But the piston, and we had this discussion on one of the shows a couple of months back, when you go from the gas tube to the piston, since the gun was not originally designed for it, and maintenance was kept in mind, there's a whole new set of tools that you have to have on board for cleaning and maintaining the piston system. And two, especially out here in New Mexico where we live, grit, sand, just generic stuff that will blow around in the wind, getting into that gas system or getting into that piston can jam things up. So it makes it more difficult to tear down in the field, and also it gives you more components that you have to maintain.
That's the reason that the other friend of mine went with the AK is that very reason.
Right. The AK's piston system is designed to be soaked in mud for 4 months, pick it up, stick it over in the creek to rinse the mud and the dirt and everything out of it, cycle it 3 or 4 times, dump the water out of the magazine, stick the magazine back in, pull it back, and then go back to fighting.
Yeah.
They're a phenomenal weapon for what they're designed for, and they're designed for farmers and to be able to pick up a rifle and defend the home country. And then when they're done, stick it back in the corner of the barn and wait for the next crisis. So,
yeah, All right. Well, thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it. John, do you have anything else you'd like you go with?
No, I think we covered it pretty thoroughly there, Kyle. Yes, we did. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Kyle. Kyle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you go, quick question. Are you looking at purchasing a new rifle and you're looking at your friend's guns and trying to make a decision?
Yeah, sort of. I've kind of played around with the AKs quite a bit. I enjoy them. I've got an AR already, and I've had an M1A. The reason I went away from the M1A is because it was I'm getting up in that years, and it's kind of heavy, and it seems that you can pack a lot less ammunition with 308 than you can with, you know, the AK. You get, you know, probably 30% more ammunition if you got to pack it very far. But what you were mentioning about that, the Creedmoor, really interests me because it's even, you know, almost exactly the same size. I'm just thinking generically here now. It's almost exactly the same size as the AK. So I'm debating over whether or not, you know, it will be a, yeah.
Well, do me a favor, if you don't mind, go over to the website, DesertEagleShooters.com, and drop me an email from the contact. And I'd like to kind of follow you on this and kind of keep track on what you're looking at and what you're balancing things against, and then the decision that you finally make, because if you and I can cooperate on this, it would give me something good to put up on the webpage from your point of view on making the decision. And it might help someone down the road that is looking at the exact same thing and kind of torn between this and that and all that. And I would really like to keep track with you on this and just see how you go with it.
Well, I'm not online, Jimmy. I don't have internet. I can go to the library, but it's you know, 30 miles away. But I can
Do you have a cell phone?
Mine's a little stupid phone. That's the little flip phone, and but I have friends that have them.
Okay, well, just we'll get you my phone number, and but I would like to keep track with you, even if it's give you a holler sometime and make notes, and go from there, because you're on a journey that there are a lot of people listening right now that are saying to themselves, "Well, I wonder what he's going to choose and what's the reason why he's going to choose that one?"
Sure.
I really appreciate it, sir. And you have a great day, and have a great week. Thank you, sir, for the call.
Yeah, thank you. You bet. Thank you.
All right. We missed our bottom of the hour break because of technical issues, and I need to remind people that I do have energy claims for sale. If you have issues with arthritis pain, rheumatoid arthritis, joint pain, back pain, check out the Energy Clinic. You'll be very glad you did. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And, of course, I take PayPal and MasterCard Visa. And I have a toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Jimmy, I just found Amazon.com. They've got 18-inch pipe cleaners. There's an offer there, 20-pack. That includes a silicone gun cloth for shipping included, about $11. So the stuff's out there. Easy to find.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I think they, I think they're like $3.99 or something at our Hobby Lobby up in Roswell. So just price shop, folks, and do it. But now, John, this is great, because Kyle's phone call is the reason that we do this show. Ladies and gentlemen, if don't ever look at you having a stupid question, because there's no such thing in my vocabulary as a stupid question. The only thing in my vocabulary on that aspect is people that give you stupid answers. Don't ever put up with anyone that says, "Well, you should know that." No, if you knew that, you wouldn't be asking the question. And Kyle's, I'm really hoping that I can work it out and keep track with him on it, because he is in the journey right now, ladies and gentlemen, that I dare say a lot of our listeners are in, and if they aren't now, they will be. And here's
That's
a break.
Right. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Visiting with Jimmy Gensley, his website, DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, I got a question. We have not talked about it. I don't expect it's going to take a long time. People have been manufacturing and selling a 50 Browning BMG upper for AR platforms for a number of years. I've never thought that was a good idea to put that much force on that little aluminum receiver. What do you think, sir?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's a neat concept, ladies and gentlemen. It does work. There have been...
For a while.
I know of one documented failure on it, and it was quite catastrophic. It really was something to write home about. But it all comes down to being careful and inspecting. My friend James has dealt with a couple of them. One, an individual was having problems with it and brought it in for him to look at. And the over time, the stress had actually started to deform the lower.
I'd be shocked if you could get, and we're talking about the 50 BMG, 50 Browning machine gun round. I doubt if you get 100 rounds to that without having some consequences for metal fatigue and failure.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to, if your heart is set on a BMG rifle, first, find someone that has one and shoot it. Make sure, and I'm not just saying, put one round through it and go, wow. Buy the ammunition for the individual and put 5 or 10 rounds downrange. That will tell you if you want to make that investment. Second thing is, look for a qualified builder. I know of one individual I trust implicitly on it. I've seen his bills. I haven't got to shoot one yet, but you can trust him with your life, ladies and gentlemen, because it's exactly what you're doing with these guns. If you're interested in them, contact me, and I'll put you in contact with them. I make nothing off the deal. I just put you in touch with the person that can help you. But that particular platform, John, I've seen it. And basically what they're using is the lower just for the fire control system. And the upper itself is just a whole incredible creature by itself. Oh, yeah, the other place that they tend to have problems with them, John, is the lugs, where the takedown and pivot pins go. Those are highly, highly stressed.
Oh, yes.
On that particular setup.
Well, the engineering, when you engineer a receiver of a firearm, you engineer it with certain parameters of what to anticipate for standards and stress and so forth. And these AR-15 lowers were never, ever meant to handle that kind of pressure and stress.
No, sir. No, they're not.
I recommend against getting it myself. Jimmy, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll have you back next Monday.
All right, sir. We'll see you then.
Okay. Outstanding. That's it for the day. We're going to have a new guest beginning Fridays. We'll surprise you all Friday, a new healthcare provider. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your essential oils, your firearms ammunition now while you can. You never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.